You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles rock and roll legend Susie Quatro and her forthcoming CD In the Spotlight. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Before Joan Jett, you had Susie Quatro, one badass leather-clad chick with the meanest-sounding bass you've ever heard. Her balls-to-the-wall rock and roll chops, paired with legendary pop producer Mike Chapman's savvy pop know-how, made Susie a standout in the 70s glam scene. After a career spanning 40 years, Quatro and Mike Chapman have teamed up once again for Susie's forthcoming album, In the Spotlight, where the no-nonsense rocker gives modern-day tunes a rockier edge. I had a chance to speak with Susie about the album, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From the forthcoming album, In the Spotlight, here is Susie Quatro with the Rihanna hit, Breaking Dishes.
Well, just a little bit. I'm kicking asses. I'm taking names. I'm on a flame. Don't come home, babe. I'm breaking dishes up in here. All night. Ain't gonna stop until I see ya. Police and light. Come through the door. I'm killing time and I'm bleaching your clothes. I'm roasting marshmallows on the fire. And what I'm burning is your attire. I'm getting restless, I'm getting tested. And I can't believe he's always out at night and he never checks in. Is he cheating, man? I don't know. Here. All
forthcoming CD in the spotlight, that was Suzy Quatro with Breakin' Dishes. Visit Suzy at her official website, www.suzyquatro.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Suzy about her forthcoming CD, and here's how the interview went.
Well, In the Spotlight is almost out there for everybody to hear, and now that all the work that has gone into it so far is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
I am really, really pleased with it, especially since I gave total control to Mike Chapman, which is, you know, not easy for me to do, but he's a great producer. We've worked well together for many, many years, and I trust him. So he wanted to take me back to the basics. He said he was tired, as he put it, of everybody ripping off what we did, what we started. So let's go back and do it again. So we went back and did it again.
And from other people that I've interviewed that have worked with Mike Chapman, like Sweet, for instance, I hear surrendering control is the only way to do it.
Well, you know, Mike and I are not only working partners since the beginning, but we're friends. And it's strange with Mike. He has a funny way of working. For instance, I think it was... We'll do like a vocal, and that's where Mike really comes into his own when he's doing vocals. He really pushes you, pushes. And, you know, especially if he's written the song, he has it in his head, like any writer does of any song, because you're writing it, and you have every little phrase and every breath how you want it done. So I'm like that with my own song. And Mike's got it all in his head the way he wants it. And I, as a singer, might hear it slightly different, and we will argue. And we'll argue big time, and it might go on for like 20 minutes. And in the end, he'll let me do it my way, and then he'll call me into the control room and make me listen to it. And I gotta say, 99.9% of the time, he's correct.
And this new album is, you know, it's a collection of, like, newer songs, I mean, by current artists and some by you. So talk about how you selected the newer song, you know, the songs by other artists.
Right. Well, after the last album, Back to the Drive, which was completely autobiographical, which led to my Unzipped being published, my book, everything kind of went in that order. And Mike Chapman said to me, okay, now you've got that one out of the way, you know, something real close to my heart. And then he said, I know exactly what to do with you. And he had different songs that he had heard, and he sent them over to me. Some unusual stuff, you know, like Strict Machine and Breaking Dishes by Rihanna. And we just kind of listened, and he knew exactly what he wanted to do. Then when we had the covers all worked out, we listened to stuff that he had written and picked three or four of those. Certain ones I just said, I want that song immediately. And I wrote, after learning some of the songs with this album, I got into a different frame of mind myself, naturally, and I wrote Hurt With You after we already started working, and we also put on my Elvis tribute, Singing With Angels.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Well, I come from a very, very musical family. My father played up until the age of 89. He played gigs, and there's five kids in the family. My brother is probably one of the best piano players I've ever heard, anyway. And all of us played many instruments. And I started on bongo drums, then I went to classical piano, and then I went to drums in school in the band, and then I started bass guitar at the age of 14, and that was it for the rest of my life, bass guitar.
And what was it about the bass that speaks to you? Normally everyone gravitates towards the six strings.
I'm very proud to say I make a big point of it. I'm not a failed guitar player. It's a terrible thing to say, but it's true. A lot of them, you know, try guitar, can't make it, and go to bass. I'm a bass player. I always have been very percussive-minded, hence playing bongo drums. Piano's a very percussive instrument, and I was in the drum section in school. So I've always been percussion, and bass is just the musical note of the drums. And when we first started the band, everybody, all the girls in the band took an instrument in. Nobody chose the bass, and it was just given to me. And I asked my dad for a bass. He gave me a 1957 Fender Precision, which is like the Rolls Royce of bass guitars, and the hardest to play, which I didn't know at the time. And I found my instrument on stage. I do play everything on stage, by the way, except for guitar. I do some stuff with the drums. I do a song, at least one song on piano, and of course the bass. But the bass is the one I'm most comfortable with on stage.
And in the beginning, was there anyone that you looked to, you know, like a female artist at all, was it always Elvis?
It was always Elvis. It was also Otis Redding. He was the other guy I really, really worshipped. Jameson was my bass hero. And the other girl that I liked a lot, lady I liked, which has nothing to do with my style, was Billie Holiday, believe it or not. But I liked her phrasing. I liked the way she laid back behind a beat.
Talk about the moment you became Susie Quatro, the solo artist. How did that happen? You know, breaking away from the sisters and doing your own thing.
We were looking. Pleasure Seekers had turned to Cradle, and we started writing all our own songs. And then we started to try to get record company interest. And you know, we did various recordings and just little tapes to send out. And one particular gig, we had Jack Holmstrom come down from Elektra Records. And he offered me a solo contract, and he wanted to make me into the new Janis Joplin, take me to New York, and form a band around me. And in that same week, Mickey Most came to Detroit with Jeff Beck, and my brother got him down to see the gig, and he also offered me a solo contract. So within a week, the same two offers came, and I figured it was obviously time for me to go solo, which I'd always been waiting to do, to be quite honest, because I didn't really care so much about all-girl bands as my sister did. I really just wanted to make it, you know. And Mickey wanted to take me to England and record with me, and he didn't say anything about turning me into somebody else. He thought I would be the first Susie Quatro. So I was within about 3 months after him seeing me in Detroit, I was in London. And that was 1971, and it's now 2011, and I'm still there.
And that was also your first meeting with Mike Chapman, right? Or
yeah, that was about a year later.
Okay.
When I arrived, I had done various recordings with Mickey and with some big people, with Alan White from Yes on the drums. I had, what's his name from Tom? Big Jim Sullivan from Tom Jones's band. A guy called Rabbit on keyboards, myself on bass. Peter Frampton played with me on the session.
Wow.
And we made a lot of good tracks, but they weren't me. They, you know, he wasn't sure how to record me, and really I'm a band girl. So eventually I got out and formed a band, and we started doing gigs. We did, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months of gigs, and then Mickey said he hired these two new songwriters, and would I mind if they came down and listened to a show and maybe came up with an idea, because I was signed as a singer-songwriter, but I still hadn't come up with the elusive single that Mickey wanted, so he said these guys are singles writers. So they came down and watched the show, and I think about 3 days later, Mike came back with Can the Can. And if you listen to the first album, it's all that kind of stuff. Most of the album is my own stuff, but it's all boogie-based rock and roll. That's what I did.
Visit Susie at her official website, www.susiequatro.com. From her forthcoming CD in the spotlight, here is Susie Quatro with Rosie Rose.
Mystery.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com proudly presents the February Artist of the Month in Like and their debut CD. Armed with rock and roll grit and a wicked pop sensibility, Inlike transcends the alternative label and issues epic pop moments tailor-made for audiences demanding more from their music. With songs such as Not So Bad, Forgive Me, and the single Breathe, Inlike is poised to take on the industry on their own rockin' terms. This is Inlike and their debut CD, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out Inlike at www.inlikemusic.com or Facebook or MySpace. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today we're giving it up for the legendary rocker Susie Quatro, who is on the verge of releasing her latest album, In the Spotlight. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Susie regarding her forthcoming release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about what it felt like, you know, being with all the attention on you being the only female rocker, really, at that time. What was that like?
I was like the first to have success doing that, and it really started a whole ball rolling for women playing instruments and being taken seriously, which I am very pleased to have been the one that was designated to start that. I think when I was born, God stamped that on me, you know, you shall go out and conquer. My dad brought us all up to be pretty ballsy girls, and we weren't aware that we had to be, that there was anything we couldn't do just because we were female. Maybe that's to do with the fact that he had four daughters, you know, and he didn't want four dependent, weak women, so we grew up very strong. I never thought about it any other way other than I'm playing bass and that's all there is to it. I'm with guys most of the time. I'm able to skirt the line of being one of the guys but also being a lady, and that's not an easy thing to do, but I don't know how I do it, but I just do.
Explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
It's a very magical process. I take it very seriously, and it's kind of like taking dictation. When you're an artist, you are open to that vibration. God, that sounds like a hippie, but that's the only way. I mean, it does. But there is a creative vibration that any artist, even if it's a painter or whatever they are, you're open to it. And you get your inspiration. You know, I mean, somebody can say a word to me, and I've got a song in my head. I'm a very titled person. I'm always writing down things. I've done poetry since I've been a child. Most of any kind of bad experiences, I always turn into a poignant song, and I sometimes cloak it in rock and roll. But I love writing. I do love writing songs. If I want to write something with depth lyrically and stuff, I go on the piano, and if I want to write it straight out, kick and rock and roll track, I go on guitar because I'm not a very good guitar player, and it comes out very simple.
And with that being said, talk about the new songs on the album. Which ones stand out for you the most and why?
Spotlight was one that I couldn't wait to sing. It just called to me, and I kept waiting to get to that vocal on the session. I can't wait to sing it. I like Breaking Dishes very much. I like Whatever Love Is. I think it's a very good song for me. I love mine, both of mine on there, because they're special songs to me. Hurt With You and Singing With Angels. And Strict Machine. Machine. That's kind of cute, because that kind of goes along the old. We put a little teaser there of Can the Can. You have to listen to it. It's a little bit of a tease.
What would you like someone to come away with after they've heard In the Spotlight?
I'd like them to say, boy, oh boy, can she sing really good now. She doesn't just screech rock and roll. Because my voice has matured a bit. Mike actually said to me on the first sessions we did, he said, oh, I love what your voice is doing now. And a lot of people have actually commented on the quality of my voice on this album.
Visit Susie at her official website, www.susiequatro.com. From her forthcoming CD In the Spotlight, here is Susie Quatro once more with Whatever Love Is.
She fears God, and she reads scripture.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Susie Quattro for her time and her music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Is our gray with years, I'm passing out in our street clothes. Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be